Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back, friends. Another episode. Degenerate Derek Podcast. How you guys doing? Hopefully great. Me, I'm all right. December 2nd. It's getting late in the year. I'm kind of getting wore down, run down a little bit. Not that this podcast is wearing me down. It's just the, you know, those end of the year vibes where it's just like, oh man, you just start to check out a little bit. And I can't. I got several weeks to go. We're only into week 13. Got to make a couple corrections from last podcast. Shout out to my boy, Alan. He DM'd me. He did a breakdown of my record over the year and, like, you know, which areas I'm doing the best in as far as, you know, because I give out five picks. I go five all the way down to my most confident pick, which is one. And he broke all those down for me. And he corrected me on something, and I appreciate this because I do not want to give out misinformation. I am not 36-24 on the year like I thought. I had a win counted that was actually a push, and that is my mistake. I fucking hate that. Last thing I do is want to come on here and give out misinformation, especially about my record, because I'm not a bitch and I want to make sure that's accurate. So it's not that big of a deal. I have one game that it was counted as a win, but it was actually a push. I'm glad that it was a push and not a loss, because then that looks really fucked up. But I'm actually 35-24-1 on the year. At some point I had the Packers -3 against somebody, and I had them counted as a win, but it was actually a push. So 35-24-1, still a phenomenal record. It's not like it changed that much. Another thing I need to correct is last week I talked about how I had 10 out of 13 winning weeks when I realized, like, there hasn't even been 13 weeks, so it's impossible. It was actually 9 out of 12. So let me correct those right off the bat before we get into anything. So 9 out of 12 weeks have passed in the NFL that I have won. I haven't had a losing week since week 7. That is a fact. So all my numbers are up to date now and accurate. Shout out to you, Alan. My breakdown, if you're curious, I'm in number 5, I'm 7-5. My fourth pick, I'm 5-7. Third pick, I'm 9-3. Second pick, I'm 6-5-1. And on my number one most confident pick on the year, I'm 8-4. I really would like for that number one overall record to be better. But 8-4 is good. 8-4 is good. I'm killing it at the third spot at 9-3. Holy shit. But yeah, so moving on to this week, week 13. I feel really good. I know I was just saying how I'm, like, feeling run down and, like, checked out, but not on my picks at all. I actually feel really confident about this week, which I don't know what that means, because I've had a lot of weeks where I've come on here and I've told you I wasn't really feeling that good, and then I have a great week. But I've had a lot of good weeks this year, so I feel good. I feel really good about this week. I also got a new thing I'm going to introduce. It's called the Don't Be a Pussy Parlay, just because I've noticed watching the gambling community. People love parlays, man. And I get it, because you bet a little amount of money to win a lot. That's what everybody wants to do. And parlays are the only way to go on that aspect. I really have never messed with them too heavy, just because to me they're almost like a waste of money, because they're so hard to hit. Ones that are worth it anyways. But regardless, I have a Don't Be a Pussy Parlay. It's a four-teamer. And I will give that out here in just a minute. If you follow me on social, which I'm sure a lot of you do, a lot of you have probably already seen it, so that'll be nothing new to you. But that'll be something that I introduce every week from here on out on the podcast, because people love parlays, and you got to give the people what they want. What else do I got? I got to thank my sponsor, Isla Street Brewing, official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Follow them on Instagram, ISSLAST Brewing. They are a local brewery here in San Antonio. And I love those guys. So if you're into craft beer, check them out. They got great shit. Love those dudes. Isla Street Brewing. Again, follow them on Instagram. Shout out to Wendy's for providing me with gift cards to give away. I got a Wendy's contest that I'm doing. I got a contestant for this week. I'm going up against Paul. Paul's got five picks. He's going to try to win this $200 in Visa gift cards. Remember, if Paul doesn't win, next week it'll be $300. You still got time to try to get in that contest. A lot of people messaging me. I will throw your name in the hopper. And if you're lucky enough and I pull you, be ready to roll. But don't worry. I usually message those people on Monday, give them a few days to make their picks. So I got Paul's picks coming up here in just a second. I got my five picks. I got the Don't Be a Pussy Parlay. Before I get into all that, we got a big game tonight. Cowboys versus the Saints. Big game. Not, it shouldn't be that good, hopefully, because the Saints are, you know, obviously Alvin Kamara's out. You know, Jameis Winston's been out. Saints have not looked good since they beat the Bucks, and neither have the Cowboys. Cowboys haven't looked good past couple weeks. We need to get it together tonight. I think, obviously, most people know the news that McCarthy's out. Dan Quinn's going to fill in. Cowboys have went up to -6 with the news of Cooper being in the lineup tonight. Gallup, Lamb, D-Law's back. O-line's healthy. Cowboys should tee off tonight. They should tee off. Hopefully they do. But I don't give a shit if they win by one. I just need a win tonight. Cowboys need to be 8-4 when we wake up in the morning. And I think they will be. Obviously, everybody does. They're 6-point favorites. Whole country's on the Cowboys. I really am. I'm going to be a sad boy if the Cowboys shit the bed. Sad, sad, sad boy. So, a big game tonight, man. We need it. Cowboys need it bad. Bad. Can't lose again. Especially not right now. We need to get some wins going. Cowboys need to get back on track. And they should tonight, man. They have no excuses. I don't give a fuck that McCarthy's not there. If anything, the clock management should be superb with McCarthy not being there. So, Cowboys got a big game tonight. I'm excited about it. Go Cowboys. Hopefully they get that dub. All right, let's do the Don't Be a Pussy Parlay, and then I'll give out Paul's picks, and then I'll give out my picks, and then I'll probably get out of here. You know what I mean? I'm not going to waste y'all's time too much today. All right, the Don't Be a Pussy Parlay. So again, I'm doing this because I know people love parlays. I tried to put together a fun one that I like a lot. You can actually get better numbers on it now than I did because I bet it a couple days ago. But I'm going against all four teams that have yet to have a bye week. They're heading into their 13th straight game without a bye week. They need the bye desperately just to have a week off, just to let their bodies heal. I mean, that's a lot of football. A lot of football. So I'm going to go Giants +4 against the Dolphins. Jets +6.5. You can now get that game at +7 against the Eagles. Texans +9. You can now get Texans +10 at home versus the Colts. And then Monday night, I got the Bills -3 versus the Patriots. You can actually get the Bills -2.5 right now. So the Patriots, Colts, Eagles, and Dolphins are those four teams that have yet to have a bye week. That's my reasoning for the Don't Be a Pussy Parlay. That's my thought process there. $100 pays just north of $1,000. You could bet, obviously, whatever you want. You don't have to bet it, whatever. It pays around 10 times the money. So that's a little four-teamer Don't Be a Pussy Parlay for week 13. That is something that I will do each and every week just because I see the people. They want parlays, man. That's what they like to bet. So I'm going to try to give the people what they want. All right, let's do Paul's Wendy's picks, and then I'll do my five picks, and then we'll have a good day. Again, I'm on an incredible, incredible year. 35-24-1 on the year. 9 out of the 12 weeks have been winners. I haven't had a losing week since week 7. So good luck, Paul. Let's get into Paul's picks.
Number five,
Paul's got Minnesota -7 against Detroit. Absolutely hate the pick.
Number four.
Paul's got the Colts -10 against the Texans. Obviously, because of my Don't Be a Pussy Parlay, I hate that pick as well.
Number three.
Paul's got Arizona -7.5 taking on the Bears. Is Kyler Murray back yet? He has to be, I guess, with the number that big, right? There's no way that's a Colt McCoy line, is it? I don't know. I don't know enough about that game. It's not on my card, so good luck on that one, Paul.
Number two.
Paul's got the Rams. Yeah. I mean, they're playing the Jags at home. They're minus 13, though. That's a big number for the Rams. It's a big number for a 7-4 team. But that's Paul's pick. He's sticking to it. Let's find out. Number one, Paul.
Number one.
Paul has the Baltimore Ravens minus 4.5 against the Steelers. I mean, no offense to Paul. I'm sure he's a good guy. His picks are very, let me look. I think he went all public. Yeah, public. Yeah, he's just, every pick is public. I don't know if a lot of you know this, but the public's getting killed right now. Public actually had the worst November in the history of the public betting market for the NFL. The worst November ever. I can't relate because I didn't have a losing week in November, but shout out to you guys who got your asses apparently beat in November. I feel bad for you. You probably didn't get your ass beat, though, if you listen to this podcast, hopefully. Although a lot of you listen to this podcast and go against my picks, which I respect. I do respect that. I don't like it, but I respect it. All right, well, good luck, Paul. Again, real quick recap. He had Vikings minus 7, Colts minus 10, Arizona minus 7.5, Rams minus 13, and Ravens minus 4.5. So he has all favorites. All favorites. That's insane, Paul. That's literally, I mean, those are terrible picks. So I would look forward, if you're somebody's name who hasn't been drawn yet, I have a feeling that you're going to have a shot to win $300 next week. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe the public does it this week. All right, let's get into my five picks, and then I'm going to get the hell out of here. Let's go.
Number five.
I'm going Chargers +3 on the road, taking on the Bengals. Obviously, Bengals had a huge win last week against Steelers. Blowout. Chargers had a meltdown, got their ass beat by the Broncos. Reason I like this is just because of trends. The Bengals don't do as well as home favorites. They're 1-2 on the year when they are home favorites. And the Chargers are 3-1 on the road. This is also a must win for the Chargers. Backs are against the wall. What are you going to do, Justin Herbert? Are you going to go in there and let Joe Burrow beat your ass? Or are you going to bring your team back and get this team going? I like the Chargers in this spot just because nobody else does. So Chargers +3 on the road, taking on the Bengals.
Number four.
Number four, I have Washington football team +2.5 versus the Raiders. Raiders put up a bunch of points in their last game against the Cowboys. Was that because their offense was great? I don't necessarily think so. I think it was not that they had a lot of help from the refs. I'm just saying they got a lot of good, deep pass interference calls that moved the ball down the field for them. And therefore, you know, they were able to capitalize. That's fine. I just think the Raiders come back to earth a little bit. I think Washington's playing good ball. And I think Washington's going to be on a bit of a roll until they play the Cowboys. So I like the Washington football team on the road in Las Vegas, taking on the Raiders at +2.5.
Number three.
I like the Broncos +9.5 on the road, taking on the Chiefs. I don't know. This number is huge. Why? Because Andy Reid coming off a bye is legendary. I mean, his record is like ridiculous. People, you know, so that's why this number is so big. Because the Broncos are coming off a win. The Broncos won last week. They beat the Chargers. So they're coming off a win. They're not that bad. Their record is pretty close to what the Chiefs' record is. Like, where is this at? Yeah, Broncos are 6-5 and the Chiefs are 7-4. And it's a divisional game. Like, I'm just not buying into it. Plus, the Chiefs have scored, they haven't scored more than 20 points. They've only done it once in their past five games. So you think about that. Their past five games, the Chiefs have scored above 20 points one time, and they have to cover almost 10 against a divisional opponent. I think this is a great spot. I like the Broncos to keep this somewhat close. Give me the Broncos +9.5 on the road, taking on the Chiefs.
Number two.
I like the Falcons +11 at home, taking on the Bucks. This is the Bucks' second straight road game against, not second straight road game against a divisional opponent, but their second straight road game. This is a divisional opponent, and they got to cover 11 points. And the Falcons have been much more competent on the offensive side of the ball ever since they got back Cordell Patterson. I like the Falcons at least to keep this within a touchdown. I think +11 points is a gift. I don't think the Falcons are quite as bad as people think. And again, back-to-back road games, it's going to be tough to cover. The Bucs are going to go back-to-back on the road, and they're going to cover back-to-back? I don't think so. No way. Give me the Falcons plus 11. Love that pick.
Number one.
And my favorite pick of the weekend is the Lions plus 7 at home taking on the Vikings. Lions are 0-10. I understand that. I'm not asking them to win this game. Lions have covered four straight games. And on top of that, the Vikings are playing their fourth road game in 5 weeks. It's a lot of football on the road. Eventually, you get a little bit homesick. You get a little bit tired of playing on the road. And, you know, in the past, that has proven to be a good formula to bet the underdog. So I like it. Division game, Vikings fourth road game in 5 weeks. And the Lions have covered four straight. Can they do five? I think they can. I like the Lions plus 7. Now that I think about it, that's all dogs. I got all dogs this week. I got Chargers plus 3, Washington plus 2.5, Broncos plus 9.5, Falcons plus 11, Lions plus 7. Those are my five picks for week 13. Again, 35, 24, and 1 on the year. It's amazing. Sick. 9 out of the past 12 weeks have been winners. I haven't had a losing week since week 7. Does that stop in week 13? Can I beat Paul? Can I make that Wendy's contest go up to $300? I think so. I feel really good about this weekend's games. I feel like I'm getting good spots, getting good numbers, got good bets. And don't forget about my Don't Be a Pussy parlay, where I got Giants plus 4, Jets plus 6.5, Texans plus 9, and Bills minus 3. Again, they're going against four teams that have yet to have a bye week. Those are my picks. Those are the teams I'm betting on. Those are the games. I also love the Bills Monday night, but I'll talk about that on my recap show on Monday. No bet for me tonight on the Cowboys. Just going to watch, hope for a win. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it's by a point. Just got to get back. It's not about style points tonight. It's just about winning the football game and getting back in the win column and going to 8-4. So I look for the Cowboys to do that. Excited for that. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Good luck. Bet responsibly. Again, thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for subscribing. And I'll be back Monday, and we'll recap all the craziness that happened this weekend in the NFL. Good luck. I'll see you guys.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.